This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. This is primetime on Football Friday. 1080 The Fan.
We're going to ring that championship bell.
60 minutes. Let's open up the whole can of kick ass and kill them all. Let the paramedics sort them out. Ready?
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. Sports Bros here, Romp and Souk.
Yeah, now, I have more Mitchell, Oregon news that needs to be discussed.
Okay.
Someone has pointed me towards Henry the Bear. And this is now confirmed at roadsideamerica.com. Now, this is old. This is from 2010.
Confirmed information.
This is confirmed information, although it's old news, so I don't know if he's still there. But apparently, there's one gas station in Mitchell, Oregon. It's the only one within 30 miles.
Oh, stands to reason with only 100-plus people.
Stands to reason, right? There's one gas station.
Shocked there's even a gas station.
Yeah, there is. And apparently, it's run by this guy, Hugh, and his wife, Skeeter. Not lying.
His wife, Skeeter.
His wife is Skeeter. Okay. He's Hugh. And if you pull up to their gas station and Hugh and Skeeter look about like what you think, you will find a two-story. And by the way, this is just right by the gas station. No public toilet, by the way. It's important. There is a two-story metal cage, and inside that is an 800-pound black bear named Henry.
What?
Yep. I bet Henry doesn't like that very much.
We pull into the gas station, and this is from Roadside America, the only one within 30 miles next to the Pump Island, an office and a shack. A two-story metal cage catches our attention. It is the home of Henry the Bear, and he's groaning like a Wookiee. No, I'm not going to give you no cookie, shouts Hugh Reed, the gas station's brawny owner.
Yes.
Over Henry's yowls. Hugh walks up to Henry's spacious cage, takes out a knife, cuts the apple, and feeds him by hand. and so this goes on, and they... Yeah, so I guess he rescued him when he was one from a Boy Scout troop. Why did the Boy Scout troop?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Did they had stolen a bear from its mother?
Yeah, totally.
He's lived at the Little Pine truck stop since 2000, the year Hugh rescued him from then when he was one, the bear, from a local boys club. I have no idea why they had him in the first place.
It's lawless.
He said the cub could no longer be kept. And they plan to have him shot. The boys' club was going to shoot the bear? And so he says, I've hunted bear my whole life, but I've never been friends with a bear before. But he took him in, he raised him, and now he's 800 pounds, and now he just hangs out at the gas station. Now, he used to be able to get a Polaroid with him, but then Hugh says that the state said they needed a $30 permit in order to make him an attraction. He said he's not giving the government $30. So now he's just there. There's no souvenirs. There's no photos. There's no nothing. It's just a bear in a cage in Mitchell, Oregon.
Fascinating.
And you can say hi to Skeeter when you drive through.
Yeah, Yeah, they're on YouTube. I can't turn the volume up because, you know, we're broadcasting, but I'm watching a YouTube video of them called The Main Street Entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Hugh and Skeeter Reed, the Oregon Hotel. Apparently they run a hotel out there.
Yeah.
Skeeter, you know what her, by the way, Skeeter looks very normal, but you know what her real name is?
No.
Juanita.
She doesn't look like a Juanita.
It was like someone rhymed it was like Juanita Skeeter and it turned into Skeeter?
I don't know. But I really want to turn the volume up on this.
Well, if you take US 26 to Mitchell, you turn south onto Main Street, you'll see Henry right there. But hey, no public toilet.
Yeah.
Important to know.
Are you reading the article, See the Shining Sea, the Gunslinger and His Bear?
No, this is just from roadsideamerica.com. God.
What is even happening?
I just love that someone was like, dude, they've got a bear. So I just Googled Mitchell, Oregon bear, and it pops right up.
You know, this reminds me a little bit of, you guys ever been to Virginia City, Nevada?
Can't say that I have.
No.
I've talked about it here before, but when we went to we went to Tahoe, you fly into Reno, mm-hmm. and so you have to drive to Tahoe.
Yeah.
And on the way,
I've made that drive.
Yeah, you've been out there because we talked about it because the Bunny Ranch is out there.
Yeah.
On the same road.
I would never go.
No, but we drove by.
Can't even imagine why it would come up in conversation between the two of you.
We drove by the Bunny Ranch.
I only drive by to make sure that I know how to stay away from there.
But if you're going that back way back to Reno, you go up into the hills and there's this town called Virginia City and it is magical because it is basically the 1800s and they cosplay like they're out.
You've talked about this before.
They're like in full 1800s regalia.
So it's basically like an Amish community or something?
No, they just lean into it.
Huh.
The bar owner is, you know,
the old saloon.
Yeah, the old saloon doors and everything. And they got a bunch of mines that you can go down.
Serve a nice sarsaparilla.
It was just a delightful day. And we got day drunk there. And they have old, like the old casinos, you know, and the casino games. And you can play games and bet money and good time. Virginia City, Nevada.
Well, just add a bear into it and you got Mitchell, Oregon, I guess.
All right. Well, now back to the most important part of the day.
Yeah.
Sports. Joey Harrington, 5:30. We have yet to talk about Oregon, Wisconsin. We'll get to that in our notable college football weekend segment next. And then tonight in the club, we got to talk about pooping and... Wait, who bought InfoWars?
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
This is the best thing ever.
It really is. Right now. The Hot 5 at 5.
No, I'm not going to give you no cookie.
Oh.
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
It's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victor Rico's Mexican Food. Discover Victor Rico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorricos.com.
Number five.
Well, we've got college football tonight. Pac-12. Oh, wait.
No.
Big 10.
It's the Big 10. Hey, it's a special game, too. It's the World of Warcraft.
Yeah, which... Whatever. Red Hot UCLA, my Bruins, are heading up to Washington to play the Huskies in the World of Warcraft, or at the World of Warcraft night.
Yes.
So apparently, which I don't know what that means, but
They're doing black uniforms. I don't know. The game World of Warcraft is paying a lot of money so that people will remember that there's still a World of Warcraft. And UW needs the money, so they're wearing all black unis, and I don't know, there's like a wolf howling in the logo. Toss out the records when these two titans get together.
I bet UCLA wins.
Well, if UCLA does, then wrap your head around the fact that UCLA will have a better record than Washington.
Yeah.
Washington will be 5-6, UCLA will be 5-5.
Better than USC too, right?
I think USC, yeah. I think they're sitting there. I think they got 4 wins. Right, can you imagine if UCLA ends up being the second best team besides Oregon?
Number 4.
Tight end Dalton Kincaid will be a no-go for the Bills on Sunday against the Chiefs. He has a knee issue.
There's some really good games in the NFL this year, or this week.
He is their top targeted receiver. Kansas City will not have running back Isaiah Pacheco, but will have receiver Juju Smith-Schuster.
Coleman's out for Buffalo, too, so they're down a couple weapons. But,
yeah.
Dude, I'm a little geeked here. You get Buffalo, Kansas City, let's go.
You got Ravens, Steelers.
I think Cincinnati in L.A., Bengals, Chargers is pretty good.
Why do you think that? Are the Bengals, like...
I want to see if the Bengals, their offense is very interesting to me. The Chargers keep charging. They're 6-3. I just think Cincinnati's got a chance at this thing.
Wait, why do you say they keep charging? They're playing well.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy. Like, they play this very kind of Jim Harbaugh style. They're 6-3, and they should not be 6-3.
Charging with a positive punch.
Positive, yeah.
I feel like the Chargers are pretty solid.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Like, to watch Jim Harbaugh kind of take not a super talented group and kind of mold them into this. I'm actually excited about that.
Number three.
Only six NBA teams have ever started a season 14-0. Well, Cleveland, your Cavaliers, can do that. Tenizzle. Did you know that?
I did.
You did it, her?
I did it.
They're at 57-39 on the Bulls right now. Oh my God, they have 57 points with 10 minutes left in the first half.
Does it say something that they're 13-0 and I have not watched 1 second of Cleveland Cavaliers basketball?
Well, I don't know why you would.
Well, I don't think I have either.
Because they're 13-0.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's November.
Yeah. That, to be honest with you, I don't care about the Cleveland Cavaliers.
No Blazers tonight, but we do get Suns Thunder in Oklahoma City. No Kevin Durant, no Bradley Beal, no Chet Holmgren. But it should be great. The Thunder await the Blazers on Wednesday. Portland, with just one game between now and then, they will play the 5-7 Hawks here at Moda on Sunday. Shams is reporting LeBron James could retire after next season, but also adds that he could hang on for two separate reasons. One is the All-Star Game is in L.A. in 2027. And the second, you're going to love this, is that his youngest son, Bryce, is eligible for the NBA as soon as the 2026-27 season.
Oh, my God. Is he going to
double dip it, baby?
We're doing it again.
Look,
I'm
not down that dude. That guy had three straight triple-doubles at his old ass. Like, I've never seen anyone, even Tom Brady, no one this old has performed like this.
Get ready for Bryce v. Bronny.
Jeez.
Well, this is odd. Seahawks starting center Connor Williams has decided to retire. He has started every game. He is just 27 years old. It is personal, and the Seahawks really won't talk about it. Their new center is going to be Oluwatimi. He was their fifth-round pick last year.
Yeah. You know, he came off a really bad knee injury, but they're saying this has nothing to do with the knee injury. He missed a couple of days of practice. And I was listening to the Mike McDonald press conference, and it sounded very serious. And he said that someone asked him, well, if it's a personal thing, can he come back? And Mike McDonald said something to the effect of, I don't see any way he changes his mind on this. So, let's wish him the best.
You know, let's do it.
What, only, 7 years in the league, and he was a really good player.
Number one.
As for the Niners, who the Seahawks play this week, Nick Bosa, number George Kittle, one. Trent Williams, all questionable with injury. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson tonight. You can watch it on Netflix. Tyson slapping Paul across the face in yesterday's weigh-in. He says Paul stepped on his foot, his little footsie.
He was in his socks and his weird, like, Lundies underwear, which was awkward.
Paul is up to a -220 favorite. You can get the 58-year-old Tyson at +180 right now on DraftKings. They are fighting in Dallas at AT&T Stadium.
I think it's actually underway right now. It's just...
Well, no, it's the undercard.
Undercard's underway. It's scheduled to...
They're saying 8.
Go about 8 o'clock.
Yeah, 8 p.m. There's three other... I think only four fights on the card, so... I don't know how they're going to get it to 8. They're just going to stretch this thing out. But
Stretch.
I bet they do features between each fight, and they have long interviews and training montages.
Victor Rico's Mexican Food. Discover Victor Rico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or delivered straight to your door at victorricos.com. It is a notable college football weekend, and we'll get to that next. Joey Harrington at 5:30 on The Fan. I enjoy this text. Here's a... man who used to live in Mexico. He said, I lived there for a while. When I first moved there, I went to a small, local, tiny restaurant. I got up to use the restroom, and you needed to pass through the kitchen to get there. I turned the corner, and there was a massive alligator just sitting in the kitchen.
No.
Scared the crap out of me, but they told me he was just an old friend. He wouldn't hurt anyone, and they just feed him the old table scraps.
God bless Mexico.
God, that's great.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the... I mean, I've had a couple where I've been where there's been monkeys. I've seen monkeys. I've seen there was one.
You're killing it.
Oh God, I'm trying to think. What's the little college town? Because they used to have a burger place that they had a monkey that would run around in there. It had its own little like kind of setup in there. The text program will help out.
Isn't that a smart alligator? You know, figuring
just
out
mind
that,
your own business.
Like, well, yeah, just go to a restaurant.
Yeah,
you idiots.
Yeah,
why are you swimming around in that nasty water?
Well, you gotta condition the alligator. They're like, hey, you don't have to bite anything.
Yeah, just here.
Just hang out.
That's right.
Don't do any dumb crap, and you'll get all the free food you want.
All right, we'll get Joey Harrington's thoughts on Oregon, Wisconsin here next seggy. Well, actually, probably two seggies.
Yeah.
But the patented Joey Harrington worry meter. But, you know, we got another one of these. I feel like they've had six games in a row like this.
Mm-hmm.
Where kind of cool on paper.
Yeah, but not
really. But not really.
No. I mean,
and it's only, the only reason it's cool is Camp Randall.
Yeah.
But outside of that.
I mean, honestly, 13 and a half, I'd be inclined to just lay the 13 and a
yeah.
half. I don't know
I
if
think
you.
So too.
I mean, Wisconsin, Iowa, I think Iowa ran the ball for 300. I got to check it. I want to say it was like 300 and. Let's look here at rushing yards. Yeah, they ran the ball for 329 yards against Wisconsin. That is 6.1 per rush. And Iowa can't really throw the football. I mean, Wisconsin's defense just isn't very good.
They lost to USC.
Yes. They lost to USC.
By 17.
They have played four teams that you can say are not absolutely embarrassing. So they have beaten Western Michigan, South Dakota, Purdue, and Rutgers, and Northwestern. There's not even a somewhat quality team.
Well, Rutgers was supposed to be, but...
They're not. So the four teams they've played that are worth a damn, and can we say that that's stretching it to say that USC is worth a damn? 38-21, Alabama 42-10, Penn State 28-13, and Iowa 42-10. There's nothing about Wisconsin. They don't have their starting quarterback. I was reading an article the other day where they're talking about how they're trying to blend the new defensive coordinator scheme in with kind of what they used to do with Luke Fickell about trying to stop the run. And so far it's led to basically being able to stop nobody, that you're trying to play like both sides of the coin, and now you're just terrible at both. There's just nothing about Wisconsin that scares you at all.
Yeah, I think we're going to be stunned at how bad their offense is.
Yes.
You know, it's one of those games where you tune in, you're like, oh, Wisconsin, oh, you never know. And then you watch them play and you go, oh.
Yeah. Well, in Oregon's defense, I mean, everyone's going to talk about the Oregon offense, obviously, but the Oregon defense has been really good, especially against teams that aren't very talented. And I mean, again, in those four games, it's alarming how many points they've given up, but they've scored 10, 21, 13, and 10. I mean, do they score 17 points against Oregon?
17?
17.
I don't think they do.
I don't think so either.
I don't know if they get to 10.
Yeah. So I just, if you're Oregon and you get to 24 points, I think you are safe as kittens. So, you know, and the weather, you thought maybe November in Wisconsin, it's 54 and sunny.
Texas is playing Arkansas. That'll be one of the early games. Mm-hmm. Mildly interesting. Arkansas.
Yeah, keep an eye on it.
Arkansas could bite them. I'd like to see Texas lose. Yeah.
By the way, Sook, the Vegas Wisconsin points total for the game is 19.5.
I'll take the.
Oh, under. Wow. So that's pretty high.
If you think they're not going much more than two tutties,
yeah, I'll take
load up on the under.
I'll take the under in that.
We got Utah visiting Colorado. That was supposed to be good. Well, actually, it wasn't. It's supposed to be the other way.
Yeah.
Utah probably favored by two tutties over Colorado, but no, it's Colorado minus 13.
You know, Utah still has the number one defense in the Big 12.
Do they really?
Yeah.
They're 1-5 in the Big 12.
It's number one defense. Just their offense is putrid.
Is their offense worse than Wisconsin's?
Yes, it is.
Boy, that's saying something.
And now they're down to, they're back. They've gone through two quarterbacks. They're back to the freshman, who's not any good. Keithy, who's their best offensive player, he's the tight end. He's hurt again because he's always hurt. I feel bad for him, but he was an NFL guy. But he was without with Cam Rising last year. He came back, tore a knee, so he's out again. I feel bad for Kyle Whittingham because he doesn't deserve this.
Another one that could be close is Pittsburgh is hosting Clemson. It's a big one in the ACC because if Pittsburgh gets that, they're back in the ACC title game race.
Yeah.
albeit
someone has to be on the other side of Miami.
Well, yeah, it's right now it's looking like SMU,
yeah,
and then either Clemson or Miami.
Yeah.
But if Pittsburgh gets this, they're back in the race. What else do we have here?
It's
LSU, Florida. Tickle ya?
No, but if Billy Napier loses by 100, like, remember they came out and gave Billy Napier the dreaded vote of confidence, and then Texas hung 49 on him. And I just said, yeah, keep an eye on that, because they play LSU and Ole Miss. After a couple close games with Tennessee and Georgia, Florida was like, no, we're going to see it through with Billy Napier. They lose 49-17 these next 2 weeks. He ain't making it out of the season. Thanks for coming, Billy.
Somebody said Utah's playing QB5 tomorrow.
It's something like that.
They're way down the depth chart again.
Yeah. They're playing a freshman that they don't want to play. They don't have a choice. They're playing the lesser of the Wilson
brothers. If Oregon were to play QB5, who is that?
I don't know if they have a QB5, honestly.
Well, but if you had to go.
So you've got Dante Moore. You've got Austin Novosad. Yeah. You have Luke Moga.
Who's that?
He would be 4, I think. I think he's a freshman from Hawaii, I think.
Okay.
And then you probably have whoever. There's usually like the fifth string is usually like a local walk-on kid, probably some kid from Sheldon or something like that.
Separation game in the Big 12, Arizona State at Kansas State, both teams 7-2 and 4-2 in the Big 12. So that's basically a Big 12 championship elimination game.
Yep.
Oregon, Wisconsin will be at 4:30 on NBC. We have Tennessee, Georgia.
See, that's interesting because Georgia is in prove it mode. I mean, that's what Kirby said. If there is a 7-3 team that could get in, and I don't think there could be. If Georgia loses in a sliver game here, they have the hardest schedule in the country. They do have that big win over Texas. I still think 7-3 guarantees that you're out. But if it's a close game, but yeah, this is interesting because Tennessee's sitting there at 8-1, Georgia at 7-2, and if Georgia wins, then we're just adding some more 7-2 teams to the SEC. I don't know how the hell you sort all that out. And Tennessee's defense is really good. In fact, Tennessee probably has the best defense in the SEC. They just can't score. And the way Georgia's offense has looked against good defenses, Ole Miss, and the Ole Miss front, which just demolished Georgia, the Tennessee front is better. This could be a rock fight. This could be like 14-17.
Yeah. Something tells me Georgia might have something for Tennessee because of how last week went.
And
Tennessee doesn't have much of an offense, but we'll see. And then, of course, the game of the weekend is the last game on ESPN at 7:15.
Yep.
Kansas at BYU.
Oh, baby!
I want you to realize that BYU is 9-0. They're the sixth-ranked team in the country.
Yes.
They're playing a 3-6 team.
Yes.
They're only favored by 2 points. No, I'm not going to give you no cookie! That's
yeah,
all.
But
you
that's
need.
Misleading.
That's all you need Kansas, to know about this game.
Well, but Kansas is you're selling your guys short. Kansas is much better than a 3-6 team. They were one of the preseason favorites to win the Big 12. Yeah. They have been literally the second unluckiest team in all of college football. I saw that stat today. They have shot themselves in the foot. They lost 5 straight, basically in the last few.
They're
possessions.
0-5-1 possession. Games.
It's unbelievable how they've blown games. But these last couple. They have figured something out on offense. Jaden Daniels looks a lot better. So you are not getting a 3-6 team here.
No.
So this is a good game.
In fact, I was looking through this and they were saying by advanced analytics, this is BYU's third toughest game they'll play all year.
Yeah, behind who?
I think Kansas State and SMU.
Okay.
And which, by the way, they beat both of those. But
they beat SMU?
Yeah, they beat SMU the start of the year. And it was a nail biter. And watching that game,
What do you mean? What does that mean?
They got fortunate. They got fortunate. SMU was still trying to figure out their quarterback situation too.
18-15.
Yeah. Yeah. But BYU's finding ways.
That K-State win was huge.
Yeah, it was. And they hammered them.
Yeah, 38-9. K-State was ranked 13th at the time.
And that was a really weird game. It BYU wasn't doing anything, and then just like the floodgates just like opened up.
Okay, so BYU has Kansas, and then they are at Arizona State, and they play Houston.
It scares me too.
Do they finish 12-0?
Nah,
I don't think so either.
They're a little bit like Miami in that it's a good team, and they're disciplined. It's been such a fun year, but when you play with your food, and that's not even the right word, because like playing with your food means that you're just so much better. When you're playing all these close games and you're getting fortunate bounces and you're getting penalties that go your way and you're getting punt returns for touchdowns and, you know, fumble returns for touchdowns, and when you just eventually, we know you'll regress back to the average, and one of these games is going to jump up and bite them. And I don't think BYU is talented enough to keep having the breaks go their way. But I still think at, you know, if they lose one of these games, they're going to go to the Big 12 championship game, and then winning, you're in. Problem is that if you lose a game and then you go to the Big 12 title game, you are playing for your life. If they're undefeated, they can lose in the title game and still go, but not as a two-loss team.
All right, more on Oregon v. Wisconsin coming up next with Joey Harrington.
What?
And we will ask him if his family is a matching Christmas pajamas family.
I feel like the answer to that is going to be yes.
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
That's next. Buck here.
You rarely have good questions.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football Friday with Joey Harrington here on The Fan. Here is our man, who I believe is coming to us live from Phoenix, Arizona today,
where he's dealing with massive wind.
It's a little breezy, but sunny. Give us the report.
Well, it's sunny and breezy and there's massive wind. And I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
You're down there for a soccer tournament?
Is that what you're looking for? I am here for a soccer tournament, yeah. You know, it's a bold new world we live in, Cotton. Mm. It's this is kind of what we do, right?
I mean, they say that.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know if you have to, but...
Well, here's my thing.
You can.
You strike me as one of the more rational sports parents that I've ever encountered. So if you are going to this, then yes, I think that's probably a damning statement that everyone at some point, if your kids play sports, will probably have to do this.
Okay, so yes, we can talk about this. Do 7 and 8 year olds need to be playing in travel tournaments, you know, all playing year round? Hell no. Right. But there, as much as I fight against it, and I am very much, we've talked about this, of the belief that you should play 2, 3, 5, as many sports as you possibly can during the year, if for no other reason, just to move your body in different ways as your kids grow. Right? Prevention of injuries, different experiences in terms of dealing with adversity. There does come a point where if you want to continue playing sports, you got to kind of jump into it. You know, and we put it off as long as we could, and now we're kind of at that point where we're starting to jump in.
Yeah, we had that. We had it with my son playing soccer, and we kind of sat him down and had to have the conversation of how much do you want to do this? You know, I'm like, and it was like, if you want to do it, then yeah, we got to jump in. And if you don't, then you just kind of keep playing casually on, you know, whatever the local, you know, team is. And so as long as it's the kid's decision, I'm all for it. I just wonder how many times the kid really has a say in it.
Right. And that's the thing. It has to be there. It has to be their choice. Because the moment you start pushing them to do stuff that they don't want to do is the moment. At the end of this, I would love for my kids to have a great experience playing youth sports.
All right, we're back with Joey Harrington. Let's get into Wisconsin. This is the game that you've been talking about. Mid-November. On the road, tough place to play, weather, although the weather seems like it's going to be pretty good. Where is the patented Joey Harrington worry meter now that we're here?
Six.
A six?
Yeah.
Would it have been an 8 months ago?
Potentially. Two issues. One, the weather. It's going to be 52 and sunny, you know. Like that's not Wisconsin. That's not Lambeau. That's not, and Van Dyke is injured. And Wisconsin has not figured out their quarterback situation. You know, frankly, I don't even know. Last I checked, they were talking about, you know, having somebody else play. I mean, that is not the recipe for the worry meter to be spiked. Yeah. Now, that being said, last week, Oregon didn't look great. They still won by 20, you know, what, three touchdowns? They covered the spread. I mean, essentially, it was the game that the odds makers expected it to be. It just wasn't in the fashion that we know, that we have come to expect as Oregon fans, right? So they missed Tez Johnson. They missed Marcus Harper. They, it was noticeable that they were gone, right? Jordan, like, so if you get into that situation at home against Maryland, where Autzen can help bring you out, what was it, 29-18 or something at one point?
Something like that.
Yeah. If you get into that situation and it's November and you're at home, you can dig out of that. If you get into that situation on the road at Camp Randall, you get 70,000, you know, drunk college students who are screaming at you. You got the band, you got the pressure of, you know, of the end of the college football season, a berth in the Big Ten championship. Like, there are stranger things that can happen, right? We've all seen it happen before, but I'm not nearly as worried about it now for those two reasons, being the weather is not going to be blowing sideways and sleet, and they're just not as good at, you know, minus Tyler Van Dyke, they're not as good a football team as we thought they were going to be at the beginning of the year.
And they can't stop a nosebleed when it comes to the run game. So, I mean, that's always one of those that when you're having a weird game, when you can turn around and hand the ball off, I mean, it's such a huge advantage. I just think we're at the point where if Oregon loses the rest of the year, I mean, Big Ten title game aside, because you're going to place a really good team, but these last handful of games, if they lose, it's because they lose, not because someone beat them. There's not a team left on their schedule that should beat Oregon, even if Oregon brings a solid B game.
Right. I agree. And the only reason that I was still focused on this game is because with a good Wisconsin team, not a great Wisconsin team, and some bad weather and some pressure late in November, a B Oregon team could get beat on the road. But that's not the situation we're walking into right now.
It's kind of an odd Heisman year because, you know, I think if Oregon finishes this off, any normal year, Dylan Gabriel is probably the Heisman. But you've got Travis Hunter out there who's as unique as they come, and then Ashton Jeanty. What do you think the realistic odds are that Gabriel brings home another Heisman for Oregon?
One in four? I mean, you said the realistic odds. I mean, those three guys and, I mean, who else are you going to throw in there? What's that?
I mean, there's a handful of guys. I mean, all of a sudden people are saying Jaden Milroe's back in it, Cam Ward down in Miami, but there's...
I mean, that Cam Ward, that's what I was... I mean, if Cam Ward, you know, does something ridiculous at the end of the year, I think that he's for sure going to be a finalist, which, and at that point, there isn't somebody, there isn't a Marcus Mariota who's running away with it, right? I don't know. I think you could make a case for any, for all three of those guys, with what Ashton Gentry's doing at Boise State, you know, being a, essentially a mid-major program that's taken them potentially into the college football playoff with a historic season, with what, you know, Hunter's doing on both sides of the ball, even though that, you know, his team isn't having the success that, that the others are. I mean, yeah, I think that, that Dylan's got just as good a chance as any. And at that point you play yourself in and, you know, and see where the voters go.
Yeah. Especially like to me, if Colorado loses again, doesn't make the Big 12 title game, kind of gets forgotten about, if Rourke at Indiana, if they kind of get, you know, handled at Ohio State, you know, it kind of dwindles down to where it's like, I'm not going to say he wins by default, but there's a chance that if he just stays steady Eddie, and more than likely, you know, there's some pieces that are going to fall around him, he kind of just is there. He may just end up being the default guy.
Potentially. But at that point, if you're a voter and you are defaulting to Dylan Gabriel, would you rather give your vote to Ashton Gentry?
Yeah.
Right? Because what he has done at the, you know, because so much of what this award has become is the best player on the best team or the quarterback of the best team. And we've lost that, what's the adjective that they use? Most outstanding.
Yeah.
Right, it's not the most valuable. It's the most, you know, college football's most outstanding player. What Ashton Gentry has done at Boise State is pretty dang outstanding.
Yeah,
right, so I almost feel like voters might shy away from simply a default vote, and this could be the year where a guy like that wins.
Well, I could see that because a lot of times, you know, the South won't vote for someone from Boise State, and you know, it's a valid point, like. What if they look at it and say, this is the year we can toss one, and now no one can say that we never respect the little guy.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You know, if Dylan Gabriel's at Georgia, they wouldn't consider that. But out west, Oregon, you know, and Gabriel's, again, just steady Eddie. I could see that. I could see them doing, hey, this is the throwaway year. Give it to Gentry, and then we'll never give it to someone from a group of five ever again.
The interesting thing, though, is like you look at what Gabriel has done, especially during that stretch of like weeks, what, 3 through 8?
Yeah.
I mean, he was phenomenal.
Yep.
And it really hasn't, the last couple weeks, he's just been, I'm going to say normal,
yeah.
You know, but we've come to expect like that 300 yards and three touchdowns and no picks and 72% completion. That's just kind of like,
yeah, all right,
cool.
I know
it does.
He's pretty auto.
Yeah.
Do you think if you had one big game to win, do you want Bo Nix or Dylan Gabriel?
Ooh. I don't think I can answer that in a objective fashion, not because of my school loyalties and not wanting to, you know, piss people off, but because I haven't seen enough of Dylan Gabriel, right? I had 2 years of Bo Nix, or we all did, right? I feel like I had enough of a sample size where I don't quite feel like I've got a large enough sample size with Dylan Gabriel. I think he's been really, really good. How much of that is because this football team is really, really good around him? Like I'm not quite sure. We were able to see the development of Bo Nix from junior to senior year. Right? We were able to see that, you know, him turn into that leader, that guy that, for that, like you just said, give me the ball, give me Bo Nix, we're going to go score, right? I think I just need a larger sample size with Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
Have you met him?
I've talked to him on the phone.
Yeah.
Wonderful guy. He reached out when he first got to town, and this just is a testament to what a guy he is. He said, hey, I was hoping you could help connect me with some people in the community who would be willing to support the efforts that I'm putting in back at my high school, you know, helping to get uniforms, helping to get, you know, my understanding is they had some, let's just say some fraud or some adults take advantage of some situations, and Dylan's like, look, I want to take my NIL money and I want to turn it into something good, right? There's this narrative out there that all these college kids are just getting paid and, you know, they're greedy and they just want the money, and I want to turn this NIL into something good and take it back to my high school. And so, I mean, that was literally the first conversation that we had, and I was like, you're a quality dude. I mean, welcome to the community. Hell yeah, I'll help. And he went out and had, you know, his first event back this summer back in Hawaii, and we helped kind of organize a few people to help take care of that. And so, yeah, he's just a quality guy.
Well, it'd be pretty awesome to see. Remember, you reached out to Marcus about wearing number 8, and Marcus was his mm-hmm. hero growing up on the island. And boy, to see the two Paulies, you know, that one kind of worshiped the other one, same number, coming to the same school. It'd be pretty neat to see two Heismans sitting there side by side. I mean, I can imagine if you're Dylan Gabriel, if that happens, that's a pinch yourself sort of moment to be, you know, I'm sure at that point, you know, maybe Marcus can come to the ceremony. That's unbelievable.
Oh my God. I mean, literally dream come true yeah. type of stuff. That's, but let's, you know, cart, horse, let's yeah. take a deep breath. You know, don't want to jinx it. I mean, come on.
But it's wild to think he grew up watching Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
Does that make you feel old?
Yeah. There's a lot of things that make me feel old, but certainly. Yeah. Because Gabriel's like the oldest guy in college football, minus Cam Rising.
Hey, here's something that may make you feel good. My soon-to-be daughter-in-law is from Detroit. And I was talking to her the other day, and you came up. And she was like, who? And I was like, wait, what? You're from Detroit. Like, she claims to be this big Lions fan. I'm like, you're from Detroit. You don't know who Joe Herring? She's like, oh, no, I know. But, you know, it was a little before my time. And they're all Matthew Stafford people there. I thought that would actually make you feel good because, like, it's not even a thing for her.
Yeah, so you're saying I should feel good because she doesn't hate me?
Yes.
That's the rationale. Yeah, I was like, hey, there's somebody back there who doesn't hate you.
Well, there's somebody back there. It's like, yeah,
warms
cool.
my heart.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's not so much the love, but just the lack of hatred.
That's right. Hey, baby steps, right? Baby steps.
Yeah. For sure. It's always a pleasure to talk. You guys just make me feel so good.
I know.
That's what we do.
Well, on that note, you get to be in Phoenix. Enjoy the sunshine, and we'll continue. Well, it's actually kind of sunny here today.
It's not too bad.
It's been raining.
I got to say, I'm surprised. I was waiting for the first question out of the gates to be, did one of your teammates really take a dump on the owner's car?
Oh, my God.
You know, and we didn't get to it.
Gosh.
So, you know what?
We forgot.
Gotta go again.
That's the tease.
Write that note down.
I know. I'm putting in my notes.
Completely spaced on that.
Who was it? Give us a little nugget.
Yeah, it was a lineman, wasn't it?
No pun intended.
I'm not going to tell you who the teammate was, but you know, we can't do that. But I might be able to tell it. You know, you were ragging on me last week that I wasn't bringing enough stories. I was like, well, this isn't story time. This is Football Friday.
Right.
So, you know, that's maybe we'll just keep saving it until the end of the season.
But it was a lineman, correct? That's a lineman move. It is. Your silence says everything. It's a lineman. 100%. That's an old lineman. 100%.
He laid out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we won't talk to you next week because we're off. Wait, is next week the holiday? No, it's not, is it?
I think it's the weekend.
I'm getting ahead of myself. Yeah. We'll talk to you next week.
Look at you just trying to bump holidays.
He might have even hung up. I don't hear him. Thank you, Joey. He hung up.
Told you. You know what that means? That's an old lineman. No other position group would take that to heart. That's
fantastic.
It smells like a left tackle.
The club is next on The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.